This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're bright and early in the morning. It's a little after 5 a.m., and we are here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Whatever's on your mind is on my plate, and we'll be more than glad to discuss anything with you that you would like to discuss. Got a couple of events coming up we'll tell you about. We got bills in the General Assembly that are making their way through. We've had the deer harvest numbers, if you're interested in how many deer were taken in your county and whether the percentage is up or down from last year. We've got the deer harvest numbers. We had a meeting, and I was in attendance at the stakeholders meeting for the proposals I told you about a couple of weeks ago. Actually, not proposals, the concepts that I told you about a couple of weeks ago for the upcoming hunting season, including a one buck per season concept. No bonus tags. Don't have to take two does to kill a second buck, because you won't be able to allowed to kill a second buck with the archery tackle, muzzle loaders, or firearms. It's 1-1-1. A lot of stuff happening in General Assembly. There are so many bills being put into the General Assembly right now, being put into the hopper. You know, the deadline is here for the House bills. The Senate bills ended, I believe, last week. There are just tons and tons and tons and tons of bills, some bad ones and some good ones, for fishing, hunting, and gun ownership. And one in particular I saw that was interesting to me, and there are a couple of Sunday hunting bills, for one for turkey season in Dorchester and Cecil County, Harford County. There's a archery safety zone bill for Carroll County, and there may be a couple of others, but those are just some of the high points. There's also a bill to make sure that your ATV is titled. And, of course, that you would, there would be a fee established for titling your ATV as well. That's out there. Anything that you've seen in the General Assembly or you've been involved with, we'd love to hear from you. However, I would like to tell you that we had a caller on the 7th of January. And this fella shot a deer and lost it on a farm. Now, let me get my email back up here for a minute. Give me a second here. If you're that guy, and I know you're a regular listener, I would like to talk to you, because the emailer claims that he may have found, the farmer may have found your buck, and he may have taken a picture of it. Now, wouldn't that be cool? Now, you remember, a couple of years ago, we had a fellow that lost a deer many, many years ago. Somebody had stolen his buck. And I don't remember if they stole the antlers, if they stole the antlers in the cape, if they stole the taxidermy mount, but it had a very distinctive rack. And he asked us to, you know, put the word out there if anybody had seen it or anything like that. And he had gotten a call, not as a result of this show, I don't remember, I don't think so, that somebody had spotted what he thought might be his deer head. He went to a gun shop. The guy had it and said, yeah, some taxidermist or somebody went out of business and he just gave me this stuff. And, you know, if that deer is yours, go ahead and take it. Well, we got a similar situation here with a fellow that shot a deer, went on a farmer's property, asked the farmer to help him. The farmer did help. And they were unable to locate the deer. Now, let's see here. Where is that? There it is right there. The title of this was A Small World Found a Caller's Buck. He gives his name. He said he's a friend with friends of mine and met me several times. I wanted to let you know that you had a caller on January 7th, the first hour of your show, about one-third of the way through, named Larry from Sparrows Point. He was hunting Millington Wildlife Management Area. He said the rut was still on. He and DNR went to a farmer near the WMA to help them track his lost deer. Well, it turns out this fellow's friends with that farmer, and on his farm, the farmer has, quote, found what he believes to be Jerry's deer. So, Jerry, if you want to call, I'll be more than glad to find out where we can send this picture so you can take a look at it. What do you think of that? I think that's pretty cool. What do you think? I've got a picture of a deer, and I can describe it to you, but maybe Larry will want to call in and describe it to me, and I'll take a look at the picture and say, sounds like it might be. But it sounds to me like this fella, his first name is Wayne, took a picture of a deer that Larry shot that the farmer found, and possibly we could reunite Larry with his rack. I think that would be great. The deer is, of course, ruined, but as far as meat, but let's see what happens there. I think that's pretty cool. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680 is our phone number. The stakeholders also learned that there will more than likely be in the General Assembly legislation introduced to raise the price of a hunting license. And here's my very simple question to you. If you are in jeopardy of not being allowed to hunt in Maryland, now this is a scenario. This is nothing to do with the law or anything else, but personally, and you could pay a fee to participate in all the hunting seasons through the entire hunting season, just like you do now, from September 1st through January 31st, basically, through the extended waterfowl seasons, through the spring turkey season. In other words, basically 6 months of hunting. What would that fee be? If someone said, you know what, we'll let you hunt and all it's going to cost you is this. You can participate in all the hunting seasons we have had in the past, that we've had established in the past, and it would cost you X. What would that dollar figure be? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. What's it worth to you to hunt archery, muzzleloader, firearms, $3? Does, whatever does you want. You tell me. 922-6680. Well, let's see here. Oh, my. Well, we got some callers. How about that? How about that? What's the fee? What is it? We got a caller? He's going to call back? All right. No, the question is, what is it? What is your hunting privilege? What's your hunting privilege worth to you for the whole season? September 1 all the way through the end of January, firearms, muzzleloader, archery. Well, maybe it's not worth much to our listeners out there this morning. I don't know. It's worth a lot to me, a lot more than we're paying now. Let's see what Matt has to say. Matt, good morning. How are you? What's up?
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good. What's up?
You know, my problem with it is
with what? Wait. With what?
with the problem with it, the, you know, well, not I, it's go back. When you talk about what would you pay,
yeah.
My problem is the premise that where our money goes, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Where do you think it goes?
Well, I mean, according to what I read and what I see, if they do a pie chart, not a whole lot of it goes to research or R&D or, you know.
That's exactly where it goes. You got to understand something, Matt. There's a bunch of different ways that money goes into the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. The main one is through license fees. Then there are federal matching funds.
Uh-huh.
Through the Pittman-Robertson Act, which is the Wildlife Restoration Act, which comes from federal excise taxes that you and I pay when we buy guns and ammunition and archery tackle. Okay? And those funds are not allowed to be used for anything else but. They can't go into the general fund. They can't be used for any other purposes other than game management, hunter safety education, research, like you said. Where do you see these pie charts? Who puts these out?
I thought I saw one in the hunting handbook a year ago or so, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, Alan.
Yeah.
The
money on the pie chart, I mean, it's not like they're pissing it out the window. Okay.
I know, but I feel like a lot of it goes towards you ride down Delaney Valley Road and you know, you see these glorious bike paths with these giant parking lots and
that's open space. Like, that's not hunter money. And that's where the bulk of our private land has been paid for, by the way. The developers have kicked in money off of that for program open space. The bulk of the money that goes to buy hunting land, some of it was purchased with Pittman-Robertson, but a lot of it's been purchased with open space.
Like the NCR trail and all that stuff?
Probably, yeah. I don't think that hunters' money went into that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, here's my other problem with the hunting thing is that, you know, you go to buy a license, Alan. I'm one of them guys. If you're going to sell me a license, just have the bottom line. You know what I mean? I feel like we get nickeled and dimed. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean you don't like all the fees and all this and all that?
Tell me, just be upfront with me and let me know, you know, if I want to do the, you know what I mean? It's like you get nickeled and dimed, like a $5 stamp here, $5 stamp there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So in other words, if you had a general deer stamp that covered everything, let's say you had a basic license, and that was X dollars, and you were able to go firearms hunting for deer, and you're able to take your 10 does and your $1, and it would cost you X, you'd be good with that. And then if somebody said, well, look, if you want to hunt with a muzzleloader or archery tackle, or if you want to hunt other kind of, you know, then it's another stamp X, but it's not a stamp for this and a stamp for that and a stamp for this and a stamp for that and a stamp for this. So that's what you're saying.
Yeah, can you agree with me a little bit at times?
I think that's what's coming, to be honest with you. See, I've seen the numbers. I've seen, and I can't talk about it because not that it's embargoed, but it hasn't been dropped into the General Assembly yet. Okay?
All I'm saying is, you know, Alan, it just seems to me you could just have a general, not a general, but instead of just, you know, if it's going to cost me $100, just tell me it's going to cost me $100. Because a lot of times I feel like you wonder, because there's so many little ins and outs, I wonder when you go hunting, you wonder, sometimes you question it, do I have the right stuff? Have I gotten everything I need?
I know that. Yep.
But if you're telling me, you know, and what that fee could be, Alan, hey, look, Maryland, for the most part, is a great place to hunt. We're heading out this morning to do a little crow hunting. You know,
good for you.
So,
good for you. Yep.
So I mean, you know, if it was $100, you know, for 6 months,
there's your number. That's your number. $100, right?
It could be, Alan. It could be.
I'm just saying though that if somebody said, "This is what it would cost you to hunt," you'd pay $100.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Because, I mean, you go to a Ravens game, you go to an Orioles game, and how much is that?
There you go.
I mean, no, seriously, I don't go to these games, so I don't know what it costs.
Either.
Okay.
I don't either.
I know that if I take my kids and my grandkids to the movies and they all go, it's $100. Two kids, well, you know, their spouses, three grandkids, if they all go to the movies, it's $100 for one movie, for a 2-hour movie. I'm not kidding you.
Well, and
what do you get out of it?
Not much.
Right.
Well, and I'm really, I'm okay with it too, Al. If you're telling me that, you know, our hunting license fees is going towards anything that has to do with the hunting community, regardless of what it is.
Let me tell you something. There have been states that have screwed around with that federal money, and the federal audits, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service audits, have caught them, and they have had to pay that money back, and they've been in jeopardy of losing that matching funds. And our guys are so sharp that that's never going to happen here in Maryland. Never.
Good.
And some of the money, as I understand it, now this is, I can't say 100%, but I think there is some general fund money that's going into wildlife, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it's not as much as it used to be. And, you know, our license sales have been pretty flat. We've got junior hunters coming up. We just don't have, and we've got a lot of seniors dropping off. We're kind of level. We're just kind of flat. We're not growing. We're not growing new hunters. We're replacing the ones that are dropping out with the junior hunters, but we're not growing our pool of hunters in Maryland.
Well, is it fair for me as a hunter to be a little skeptical of my state government?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
State transportation budget. And you look how they rob and pilfer that them coffers.
I know. Yep. I know.
Hey, I got one other question for you.
Go ahead.
Alan, if you don't, they got a new black powder out called Buckhorn or Blackhorn.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it. I'll have to be honest with you.
Okay, I got a bullet manufacturer out of Manitoba telling me to go to a Billington and moose hunt in Newfoundland in September.
Right.
And he highly recommends it. And I didn't know if you'd heard anything about it or tried it, because right now I'm doing the 777s, and he says it's a lot cleaner.
Right.
Won't foul as much, but how much cleaner can we get, for Pete's sake?
Right. I got you.
You know?
Yep.
Hey, Alan, and one other thing. I just did want to say, you know, I tune into you every morning just because what you're talking about, letting us know what goes on in the state legislature, and it is so free.
Well, I do try to do that, and there's a lot out there. I mean, look, what I'm trying to do is get people to do that themselves. Okay, I'm trying to get people to go do that themselves. And in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, while this session is in session, there is a Let Your Voice Be Heard primer on what websites to hit, how to click through the General Assembly, how to write a letter, how to visit your General Assembly member, whether it's a senator or delegate, okay? And it lays it right out for you, how to find who your representative is. It's very simple. If you go on Google, like a billion people do every year, or however many, and type in, or Bing, type in Maryland General Assembly, the first thing that comes up is Maryland General Assembly homepage. So you click on it, and there's the homepage. And it says Bill Indexes and status, and you click on the bill indexes, and it says, how do you want to find your bill? One or two subjects by the sponsor. Maybe you know your delegate. Maybe you live in Garrett County and Wendell Beitzel is your guy. Or maybe you live in Baltimore County and Kathy Klossmeyer is your person, or whatever it might be. You go to their name. You click on their name where it says sponsors, and you can see all the bills that they've sponsored. Or you can go by a list of subjects, and the subjects are fishing, hunting, also trapping, gill nets, aquaculture, trapping, guns, whatever you, and it, the whole subject list is there. You click on that, boom, it opens all those bills that are affiliated with that.
You know what, Al, I will tell you this.
Simple. It's so simple.
It may be simple, but I got to tell you, as a hunter, sometimes I come to the arena of ideas and thoughts with the defeatist attitude. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you can't.
I know, but I'm just saying, you feel like the world's against you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
As far as legislation and everything else, you know?
Yep.
Hey, Al, have a good morning.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. There he goes. Wow. Good conversation. Hey, did you ever want to experience a big game hunt to Alaska or Africa or the Rocky Mountains? I know I do. Hey, the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott this week with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott, just off I-83 exit 20A, Shawan Road East. This exciting hunting event offers the opportunity to interact with hunting professionals from around the world. Worldwide hunter, master of the obsession quest, Bob Folkrod, my buddy, Dick and Sam Rohr from Kodiak Island, home of the giant bears, and Brian Martin, guide to British Columbia and Central Asia, specializing in sheep, are a few of the personalities that you can meet. The Wild Sheep Foundation Expo offers a silent auction and live auctions with chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott this coming Thursday, the 16th through Saturday, the 18th. Visit www.ecfnaws.org for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard, or just go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the Wild Sheep badge right there on the homepage. It'll give you the whole agenda, all the auction items, all the seminars, everything you need to know for the Hunt Valley Marriott this coming week. The Wild Sheep Foundation Expo starts on Thursday at the Hunt Valley Marriott. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's Wake Up Call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
People are, you know, hunting season is almost over. There's a few folks going snow goose hunting and Canada goose hunting, and I hope my buddy Bill Krim out there in Carroll County is having a good season, the late season, M&A guide service. But, you know, plenty of geese, but let's try and jack this up just a little bit. I want to know how much you would pay as my listener to hunt the same season we've got right now if you were under threat of not being able to hunt it. If somebody said to you, you're not going to be allowed to hunt unless you pay X, what would that dollar figure be? How much is your hunting privilege worth to you? I'm not talking about the tradition of hunting and the heritage of hunting and all that. I'm talking about the privilege afforded to you by the state of Maryland to go out and hunt and harvest Maryland's wildlife that belongs to the whole, all the citizens of Maryland, even though not all of them help pay for their welfare. What is that privilege worth to you if it were threatened? What if you know, some bill came up in the General Assembly that said, unless we have a tax on hunting, which is basically what your hunting license is, and we're going to levy that tax on everybody that that wants to go at X dollars, what would you be willing to pay? Am I saying this right, Brian? Do you understand what I'm saying? What's your hunting privilege worth to you? That's the question. 922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680. 410-922-6680. I don't know how I can say it any plainer. If you can help me explain what I'm saying, call me and help me explain what I'm saying. But if Brian understood it, what'd you have, venison chili or something last night? Huh? Man. I don't understand these people, Brian. I don't understand this. I really don't. But, hey, look, we can talk about tying knots if you want. You want to talk about reloading? Let's go through step by step how to reload a shell. Are you ready? First, you take the fired shell, brass or shotgun shell, and you remove the primer. And you can do this by depriming tool. It's very simple. Little device that goes down inside the shell and pops the primer out from the inside out because it was put in from the outside in and pressured into place. So you need something in there that pokes that primer out from the inside. And they have a tool that does that for both shotgun and rifle and handgun. So then what you want to do is you want to clean that opening and you want to clean that shell surface so you can, you know, you can... See what I mean? You can get deep in the weeds here. All I want to know is what you'd be, what you would be. Let me send you the PowerPoint presentation. Seriously, we don't have that much time on the air here every week, folks. If I did this every day, it'd be one thing. What is it? 2 hours, 2 hours a week, 2 hours a week to be informed about what's going on in the. In the world of the outdoors, from the General Assembly to regulations to anything and everything. I don't know. I've killed 5 deer this year. I had a great hunt last, what day was it? Tuesday. Went hunting, managed hunt in Howard County on Tuesday. Dale Easton, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Did you get to the big show?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Had a great time, and thank you for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we did have venison chili last night and a nice venison burger, thanks to you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I gotta tell you, Brian has to have been eating venison this morning.
Yeah. My compliments to the deer processor. He did an excellent job.
Ah, very good. That's my buddy Sam's out there in Finksburg. Yep, good.
Alan, the conversation at hand, the key word that you said... and you've used it over and over again that a lot of people don't realize it's a privilege.
It is a privilege. It's like driving on the highway.
It's not a right, and a lot of hunters think it's their right to go out to hunt. It doesn't work that way. Anybody who thinks it's a right should study what's the system in Europe. The system in Europe, it is extremely difficult to get a hunting license. You have to go to school in many countries for over a year.
Yep.
Even apply for a license.
Yep.
So.
And it's a screening process.
Yes, it is.
You know, you're absolutely. You may not qualify.
That's right. Now, with respect to your question.
Yes, sir.
That's a hard one because what do you do with the individual who is a diehard bird hunter?
Mm-hmm.
He does not pick up a deer gun. He could care less about killing a deer.
Right.
Conversely, the waterfowler.
Right.
He doesn't worry about anything else.
Right.
Is utilize it now?
You understand that's why we have this stamp program.
Right.
Because you have a consolidated hunting license right now, and that's what that does is allow you to hunt all species of game in Maryland, birds and waterfowl and everything else. But on the waterfowl side, because waterfowl are federally managed, you must have that federal stamp.
Correct.
That the state has nothing to do with. And the migratory bird stamp also helps in the management of migratory and non-migratory, well, to some degree, but mostly migratory waterfowl with and without webbed feet. Let's put it that way.
Right.
That includes doves and rails and snipe and everything else, woodcock.
But it also benefits other wildlife who happen to be on a national wildlife refuge.
Absolutely right. And so, we do have National Wildlife Refuge here, a good one. We do have many public areas, as I pointed out.
Right.
We have over, half a million acres now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've increased that by 10,000 acres. Maybe it's 50,000. 50,000 acres. I can't remember the number. It just flies off out of, numbers fly through my head. You know what I mean?
I understand.
But
what do you do, Alan, with those individuals who are diehard bird hunters?
Well, they buy a hunting license,
right,
and then the deer hunter then buys a deer hunting stamp.
Right. Now, with your question, though, if you...
I said everything.
Okay, so...
Everything.
Okay. All right. Well, the dollar figure, would be...
Okay, if the only thing you hunt in Maryland is... rough grouse and woodcock and bobwhite quail. Wild birds.
Mm-hmm.
No waterfowl, no deer. What would you pay for that privilege for the length of the seasons?
I don't know, Alan.
$20? $50?
Oh, yeah, probably. Probably the latter. But
probably $50.
But then would you do that with all the other things? In other words, if you just hunted deer...
Right.
How much would you pay for the privilege of hunting deer?
Hmm.
How much would you pay for the privilege of hunting rabbits?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying all this to try to make a point. Hmm. And the point is, you got diehard Ravens fans. They'll go to a bar and watch a game and drop $50 Sunday. On a Sunday for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They'll have some potato skins and some crab dip and a couple of beers and watch TV with their buddies and maybe a $20 bet here and there or whatever it might be. $100 is nothing to spend on a Sunday in a ball game, especially if you go to the stadium. I don't know how much season tickets are, which is probably the best deal. But, I mean, go online and try and buy tickets to the Steelers and Ravens game.
Oh, sure.
What's that going to cost you for a couple hours on a Sunday afternoon?
Right. Alan, my point is this. People, we have... as hunters, have probably taken a lot of this stuff for granted.
Probably have.
We have taken it for granted because, again, you go out and you buy a license and you have, DNR has done a great job with their wildlife.
No doubt. I mean, we have some of the best scientists and biologists and boots on the ground people here that you can, for not only game species, not just deer and waterfowl and upland and all that stuff. But I'm talking about people that study owls and raptors and bats and herps, the snakes and the herpetology people and the ornithology people. Some of the best in the world right here.
The non-game species.
Non-game species, so to speak, yeah.
But people have to realize, too, that benefits hunters in terms of because you're dealing with habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And habitat is the key.
And hunters are responsible for a lot more habitat for all those other species than people give them credit for.
Exactly.
Because I talked to a woman the other day. I said, at the stakeholders meeting, she said her husband was on the Wildlife Advisory Committee for a while. And she has, a couple cows and, a family farm and all that. She said, the woods behind my place, she said, there's no understory. I said, so basically there's no small critters, there's no songbirds, I mean, everything's eaten by the deer. Yes, exactly right. I said, some of our state parks are the same way.
Oh, exactly.
So, all right, buddy, appreciate the call.
Interesting question.
Yeah, thanks, Dale.
Talk to you later.
See ya, bye-bye. William in Severna Park, how much would you pay?
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Excellent, sir. I listened to you. First-time caller.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Half the time we couldn't get through, but I'm glad you're up and perky every morning.
So, yeah, if you knew the truth, you'd know that was all an act. I'm about ready to fall out right now.
No, you're not ready to fall out. You didn't get your Starbucks coffee yet.
I got Caribou in here right now that I brewed at home.
Well, I got a couple little questions for you, sir.
Go ahead.
About how much I would pay. Now, I do fishing mostly, okay, on the Severn River.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much do, when they have the bear hunt in Western Maryland, how much do those people have to pay for that?
I think that's a $15 lottery fee. Of course, you've got to have your license, too.
Well, I understand that. So yeah. It's more or less up in the air, right?
What do you mean up in the air?
I mean,
you pay an application fee to get in on the lottery, and if you get picked, then all you need is your hunting license. There's no additional fee. But I'll tell you something. I pay $50 or $60 for the privilege of hunting in the Howard County Management Program for 4 or 5 days out of the year.
Well, let me ask you this then, sir. I'm sure you have access.
And I pay to hunt Montgomery County managed hunts for 1 or 2 days out of the year.
Yeah, until the bullet went through the window up there.
What are you talking about? I'm not even going there, William, and it's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
All right.
Well, I'm saying, do you remember that a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I remember some idiot took a long shot at a deer, and
right.
His shotgun slug wound up breaking the window on a daycare center. It's not even remotely funny. It damn near cost a lot of people a lot of hunting privileges in Howard County, and it damn near cost every hunter in the state of Maryland a hell of a lot. And what I mean by that is there were bills introduced into the General Assembly to extend the safety zone from 150 yards to 500 yards.
Right.
You would have had to have an 800-acre farm to hunt in the dead center of it and not be able to shoot in any direction. So listen, it's not funny, man. Some of these politicians are serious about this stuff.
No, I'm serious. I'm very serious.
So what's the answer to the question? How much would you pay for the privilege to hunt in Maryland if that privilege were threatened, which it is not?
Well, I'm glad it's not threatened because, you know, everything else is getting taxed.
Okay, you're not going to answer my question. So let me ask you another. William, I'm not going there.
My name's Bill.
I'm not going there. I'm not following your thread, okay? I ask a simple question,
What is the question, sir?
If your hunting privileges were threatened in the state of Maryland and you could pay a fee to keep them, what would that fee be?
The fee would be depending on how much I could.
Thank you for your call, William. I appreciate that. Somebody needs to understand this question and not get into the weeds with it. It's very simple. Let me ask you this question. Let me put it to you this way. Would you pay for 6 months of privilege to hunt in the state of Maryland with our abundant game, our abundant fish, our abundant wildlife, our wildlife, our deer or birds, would you pay $250 to hunt for an entire season in the state of Maryland? Simple question. $410-922-6680. Folks, it's a simple question. Would you pay $250 for the privilege to hunt here if you lived here? Hello? Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, or your job site and apply the correct Linex consumer, commercial, or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, or any equipment that needs protection against corrosion. chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Protect your investment in your pickup truck, like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Or you can visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. That's Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bed liners. Hey. Well, let me ask you this, or tell you this. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th. That's coming up, through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott, just off I-83, exit 20, Sherwan Road East. Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohr, and Brian Martin are a few of the personalities you can meet. The Wild Sheep Foundation also offers silent auctions and live auctions with chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items. A Pennsylvania elk tag up for bid. Bighorn sheep and desert bighorn tags are up for auction, as well as hunting adventures around the world. You want to dart a rhino? Do you want to shoot a dart into a rhino, put him to sleep, have your picture taken with him, allow him to wake up, and run away? Well, you can bid on that at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott. That's Thursday through Saturday, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Visit the website, www.ecfnaws.org. It's a long, complicated website, ecfnaws.org. It stands for Eastern Chapter of the Foundation for the North American Wild Sheep. Just Google Sheep Foundation or go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the sheep logo at the top of the homepage, and it'll take you right there to the show program. For more information on this exciting hunting event, right here, this week, in our own backyard.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
Hey, buck fever, I love it. Let's talk to Tony in Baltimore County, and then we got Alan and Trent and whoever else is calling in. Good morning there, Tony. What's up?
I wanted to answer your question about the paying the fee.
Go ahead.
Would the fee cover the $250? Would that cover a complete hunting season for all game?
Yep.
Absolutely, I'd pay the $250.
All right.
Absolutely. I'd be honored. We do a good job in the state of Maryland.
Okay.
And I have a piece of property in Howard County, and I can tell you right now, the people that are hitting the deer from the cars and the poor farmers that are inundated with the deer, the herds need to be culled.
Well, you may be right on that, Tony, but you know what? You knock on those farmers' doors, and they don't know you, and they won't even talk to you. So yeah. I don't want to hear farmers whining about deer eating their crops, because there's a very simple solution. There's two simple solutions. A, crop damage. B, the better way is to allow hunters to come on. But the hunters have to be able to agree to take a lot of does off of that property, because they're eating machines and they're the baby machines. And those farmers know that these guys that show up know that Howard County is loaded with big bucks. And that's all they want to concentrate on. And they go out and they say, how many deer have you guys killed? Oh, well, Joe got one, I got two. You know, they're not doing the job that the farmer wants them to do. So I can't put it all on the farmer, but that is the way to do the job. That's why all these deer management companies and, you know, people that are willing to go out and shoot a bunch of does are so successful in Maryland.
I'm not argumentative.
Nope. Let me tell you something, Tony. I was in Howard County. I was in a county park in Howard County on Tuesday. I had 12 antlerless deer run up to me. 12. We killed 20 deer that day between about 30 hunters. We killed 20 deer. None of them were antlered. I think there were two or three bucks that had shed their antlers, and the rest of them were all does. Those are eating machines. Both those that I killed. One was a big, mature, probably 4.5-year-old doe. Another one was 2.5. Both of them were carrying two fawns. And, you know, one buck, one doe, four deer at the end of the day, 6 months later. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And Howard County's covered up, no question about it.
I own a piece of property up by Hup Wagner Game Reserve.
Yeah.
Okay. I live right on that road. I mean, I have a piece of property. My son lives in it.
Yep.
I can tell you, I didn't have my camera with me at the time, but early in the fall, it was a normal Norman Rockwell picture of a herd of deer following a massive 14-point buck going up to my neighbor's house to eat his
Wow. There you go. Yep, I understand.
And I think we're privileged in the state of Maryland.
Okay.
Done well. We've
Thank
done
you.
Well.
Let somebody else get in here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate that. Alan, Kent Island, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I don't hunt like I used to, but to get right to your question, I would not pay $250, especially at this economy.
Okay.
Probably my threshold is hovering around $100.
Okay.
And if it ever came to, whether we would have to raise it to $250 to, you know, finance everything, if it went that away, I would be willing to pay whatever the hikers, bikers, campers paid, and that's pretty much nothing.
You do make a good point, however.
Yeah.
You know, you got hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers that pay nothing. There's no federal excise tax on cameras. There's no federal excise tax on binoculars. There's no federal excise tax on hiking boots. But there sure as hell is a federal excise tax on guns, ammunition, archery tackle, motorboat, fuel, fishing tackle, and everything else that hunters and fishermen use in their pursuit of their hobby.
Well, that's exactly right.
And that money is very valuable to us, but the hunting license fee is the guts. That's the gears that keep everything going.
And those are the biggest opponents of hunting and fishing, and they don't want you to get near the docks, and they don't want you to get near the fence.
That's right. I agree with you, Alan, 100%. We're working on it. Working on it, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. Thank you. All right, let's talk Trent, Columbia. Trent?
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, tell you, I heard you on the radio this morning. I'm not even a hunter. I live in Howard County.
Yep.
And I've got to say, deer are just eating everything right down to the ground out here.
That's right.
And so, I really don't know a whole lot about the licensure thing, but the thing that amazed me was you guys are paying to for the privilege of taking deer off. We
yeah.
should be paying you.
Thank you very much. You're absolutely right. The landowners are the key. You got to understand that if you walk to, if you knock on somebody's door in Howard County and you say, I was wondering if I could have permission to hunt your farm, your private property, your 10 acres, whatever it might be. Oh my God, you're not going to kill those beautiful brown-eyed deer. They're so pretty. Okay, that's fine. How often do you replace your azaleas?
Well, I can't even grow azaleas.
Right.
Basically, I've got shrubs. I've got bushes out in front of my house. They don't have any, you know, from
exactly right. Exactly right. What's the per capita rate of Lyme disease in Howard County?
It's pretty high.
How many deer car strikes are there every year? How many deer do you see splattered all over the your highways out there in Howard County on 29 and 40 and 32?
You see them continuously.
Absolutely.
You know, when I was a kid, we used to take pictures of deer in the national park.
That's right.
Now we don't even care anymore because you see them every single day.
I know it. Thank you for your thoughts, Trent. We got to move along. I appreciate it. Thank you. Call me anytime. I like talking to you. And let's talk to Gary, Curtis Bay. Good morning, Gary.
Yes, sir. You guys answered most of my questions, I mean, about the car strikes.
Yep. Well, quickly, what would you pay?
I'd go $150, $175. Any license that's worthwhile in this state costs about $150.
Yep. Well, you know, if you have a vanity plate on your car, it costs you $300 every time you want to register that vanity plate. Let's put it in perspective. Did you want to talk about coyotes?
Yes, sir. I've had some coyote trouble up there in northern Harford County where I live.
Okay. Can you stay on the line?
Yes, I will.
Stay on the line until after the news, and we'll get to you right after the news. You'll be first up, and we'll talk to you then about it. But, hey, by the way, Tochterman's is open 9 to 5 today. Just thought you'd like to know. Most every day closed on Sundays for the lady that called in. But we're going to talk to Gary about coyotes after the first of the hour. And get out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.